Now facing murder charges, undocumented immigrant Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez told a judge he was not guilty in the killing of 32-year-old Kate Steinle. Even with a Spanish translator, he didn't seem to understand what was going on in court and answered the judge's questions about court dates with the same answer, not guilty, in Spanish.
No, no culpable.
Wednesday, Steinle was enjoying a walk along San Francisco Pier 14 with her father when she was suddenly struck with a bullet. As she lay on the ground, she pleaded with her father to help her. He tried, but she died at the hospital. It was a random encounter, but the details have sparked a political firestorm because Lopez Sanchez was an undocumented immigrant allowed out of jail just 3 months ago, even after his record showed several felony convictions and 5 deportations to Mexico. As a so-called sanctuary city, San Francisco said it was following its own policy that prevents it from holding nonviolent offenders for immigration and customs enforcement unless it has a court order. ICE blames the local government for failing to notify it about Sanchez's release, but the local government says ICE didn't do what it was supposed to do.
Are you sort of saying that the feds made the blunder here?
What I'm saying is that the laws are changing in municipalities throughout this state and throughout this country, and I feel that the feds need to really catch up. And this was affirmed even in a meeting that I had with Homeland Security Cabinet Secretary Johnson and their deputy director earlier this year when he met with myself and other Bay Area sheriffs to suggest our laws are changing. What is it that the feds are going to do in order to comport with our requirements? Because ultimately they still need an order from a judge in order to facilitate the deportation of somebody who has been incarcerated or once incarcerated.
ICE did not get a judge's order. Immigrant rights advocates say the politicization of these cases misses a huge point. It's not about immigrants' rights, it's about gun rights.
We're getting distracted by conflating immigration with criminal justice and criminalizing entire swaths of community based on the horrible actions of one person. And that doesn't address public safety. It doesn't prevent these horrible tragedies from happening again. There needs to be questions asked about how people obtain guns in this country compared to other countries.
Lopez Sanchez is expected back here in court on June 20th and June 27th, and that is because when the judge kept asking about those dates, he was very confused and just kept saying not guilty, so the judge says, okay, we're going to go ahead and have you here in court. He is now in jail on a $5 million